A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're about to listen to this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. Just before we get started, this is your reminder to go and follow or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast. All the support is greatly appreciated. Now, it's time to enjoy this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening to us. We talk to you guys at home to find out what you love, hate and rate about the podcast. And we do a Would You Rather, don't we, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
And then we choose a top five of a certain topic that Ben is going to tell us about later. But Ben, you've been suggesting me watch short films, which is making me think that maybe I should stop saying that you tell us what's available to watch on terrestrial TV.
Stop saying that now. But I'm going on short films for a while.
We're nearing the end of the series. We're four Mondays. No, we're three Mondays away from the end of the series. So I'll probably change that for the next series,
great.
I think.
I think so. I think I'm on a rich vein here. I like it.
Well, you go in with short films, and last week you told everyone at home to watch a three-minute film called For the Birds, which we did find out was played before Monsters, Inc. So, Jack, you win that one.
What did you say?
Finding Nemo.
Monsters, Inc. I got that one right.
You did.
Fucking yes.
One nil.
That's one nil
in life.
Yeah, that means I'm better than you at everything. What have we got this week, Price?
I really love this. It's 2 minutes long. Director did this short. He's now doing this. There's a new film coming out called Boogeyman. It must be Bogeyman. It comes out in August.
Horror.
He got that gig off the back of this.
This is the short before. It's called Rob Savage. He did a lockdown horror on Zoom.
I've seen it. The Host.
Yeah.
The Host, yeah.
He did that. But before he did that, it's called Salt. It's a horror short about a mother and daughter fighting a demon. It's 2 minutes long. It is mint. It's brilliant.
Salt.
They're safe when they're in a ring of salt. If the ring of salt stops, the demon gets them. 2 minutes long, really worth a watch. Very, very well shot. Very nice lighting. Mm. Great performances. 2 minutes in and out. Brilliant. Salt.
The thing I like about you picking shorts is they're very easy to stop what you're doing and watch them, aren't they?
I suppose you can tell instantly from a short. If you can direct horror.
Yeah.
Because if you can get someone scared in 2 minutes, you can do fucking anything with, a 90-minute horror film.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, how hard is it to scare audiences these days?
It's a bit like that horror film they did, although it didn't translate to a big movie, when the lights went off, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
No, the light was off, it could move, and when it went on, the demon was next to you. What was it called?
Lights off.
There we go.
But that was a brilliant short.
Brilliant short.
Not great feature.
Interesting.
But they gave him the feature money off the back of the short, didn't they?
Lights out.
I think it's
common. What's most common, Ben? Would you say it's most common that a director gets himself seen through a short or an idea gets itself seen through a short?
I think that you can have a good idea, but really the execution comes down to So shorts are a very good way of going, can you shoot a beginning, middle and end in a certain amount of time in a certain budget? And there's a lot of shorts, remember. So there's a lot more shorts than there are films. Mm. And does, if your short rises above the it's almost like natural selection, because that's the way IMDb or YouTube works. The more people like it, the more people watch it, because it gets thrown out in the algorithm. Mm. So I think it's a very good way, if you want to be a director and you go, I've got these shorts behind me, to go, I think I could direct a feature. So loads have started in shorts. Scorsese started in shorts.
Yeah.
Loads of Spielberg did some shorts. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's a short. It's called Salt. Type it in anywhere and watch it, I guess.
Type it. Salt, Rob Savage.
Every week in Extraterrestrial, we are putting a certain topic into a top five. And this top five is set in stone and it can never, ever be changed. Last week, on the topic of horror, Ben asked us the top five places that we would hide in a horror movie.
Mm.
Now, we all went under the bed, didn't we?
Well, it's just your classic.
It's your go-to.
You're dead, definitely, but you're under the bed.
Ben, what topic have you got for us to debate on
this week? I've
gone
off horror again.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because this is what the short's about. Top five defences against evil.
The stake.
Crucifix.
What's is crucifix. It? Is it called a stake?
It's called a crucifix.
No,
a stake
he means
is different.
A wooden stake. That's
you mean?
What
do you? You did that is a crucifix. But you mean a stake against
I said
a vampire?
I said stake and did that. So
I think it's that stake in the heart.
Stake in the heart.
I mean,
the crucifix is the cross.
So how do you kill a vampire?
Both.
That's where I'm confused.
No.
Stake in the heart.
Stake in the heart. Crucifix keeps it back. Keep back, Colson.
So that's why I'm confused.
Garlic.
So it's I need that first. And then it's steak in the
steak heart.
Steak
in the heart. Garlic, silver bullet. Garlic.
What's a silver bullet do?
That kills a wolf and it kills a vampire.
Holy water.
Acid. Holy water.
Okay.
So hold on, you're firing a few out. Yeah,
here.
But this is against evil.
No, that. So
the top one's got to be crucifix.
Vampire, we've got crucifix, we've got a steak.
Bible.
Bible. Get back, demon.
The gift of God. When you see it in films and they're doing what's wand. The word in films?
Wand.
Good. You got it.
It's against evil.
Yeah, wand.
What's it called in films where the priest comes round and does a
exorcism.
Exhibition.
Exorcism.
Wand. Good. Crucifix, yes. Garlic, probably.
Holy water.
Holy water's big.
Hang on, Ben. We all turn up to an exorcism. You've got the crucifix.
Cooking.
And I've got the steak.
Yeah.
He turns up with garlic and we've got...
The what the cooking.
Fuck are you cooking?
Yeah.
We're not having dinner.
I've got the garlic crusher. Back.
No, that's shit.
Garlic breath.
What
no,
else?
Shite. Wouldn't it scare me?
A gun?
Against evil.
I'm with you.
Unless there's silver bullets in it.
Yeah.
I'm with
spell,
you.
Spell. Like spell book.
Yeah. Light.
Is that not a Bible?
Big torch.
Big torch.
Light.
Light's a good one. You put lights
daylight.
On, they all go
the
daylight.
Curtain
daylight.
Down.
Ah! But any light, have you noticed that? Because it's creepy.
You can't see only ghosts in the light.
No, that's what the difference with Texas Chainsaw when he came out in the light.
I think light's in there. I think light's in there.
You definitely want a prayer.
God.
Yeah.
Is that not the Bible?
Prayer.
I think Bible covers that. But then I don't know, because we're saying holy water as well.
Crucifix.
And we're saying crucifix.
We're saying, what else are we saying? What happens if you met...
I think you need a stake, just in case you come across...
Like a revolver. People usually have like a revolver.
Dog?
Dog's good.
Warns you.
And also...
Depends what you
usually
across.
The dog don't die in the film, does it? Usually.
No.
Although it does in The Conjuring, I think, doesn't it?
How do they get out of it? That's a exorcism, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it often is. So that's got to be number one, hasn't it? So are we saying number one, the Bible?
Priest.
Priest is your defence against evil.
So you're going priest or the Bible? Or are you going God?
Well, no, hold on. You're going to have to... You can't just have God. You've got to have something that exemplifies God.
That. Yeah.
Are you going crucifix?
Right. Priest or Bible, what are you calling it?
Priest.
Priest.
Priest in
priest's
one.
Big. You got Father Karras turning up.
Defence against evil. To hand, have you got a priest? You go, oh, quick.
Priest is one.
Well, you go five, don't you? So let's go work five. It out. Let's work five. It out before then.
And we're holding. We're only got our defence. We're saying evil is a vampire. There's okay. other evil.
No. We're not saying evil's a vampire.
I'd say.
Hold on. Ghostbusters, they've got that thing that can capture. What's it called?
Ectopath.
Yeah.
I just think if you've not got a stake, you're not covered against a vampire.
Infrared goggles.
Night vision.
It's a big one.
No, I think...
Worked in Silence of the Lambs, didn't it?
Yeah. I think for five, it needs to be light.
I was going to say garlic.
No, I first. Think light. I don't what? Think garlic light's good. Top five.
You put the lights on.
Lights.
You get the sun
put
on.
Put the big light on.
You get the sun on that. Or wards
all. You think you
away.
See something in the dark. Or you're shitting lights. Yourself. You put light on, everything's
everything
fine.
Goes.
Do you want garlic in the top five?
I think garlic's funny.
Because it is funny.
Garlic
I agree.
At five.
Garlic five. Light four.
Three.
Holy water.
Three. We're only talking about vampires here, though.
So
if you get met by the abominable snowman, you need fire to melt
him. I think 3, 2, and 1 needs to be
garlic light.
And I think somehow we need to get in priest.
Yeah.
The force.
You've got to include
you meet
a steak,
Vader, the stake,
and you've got
and
to include
everything else.
Crucifix.
Garlic ain't going to do anything against Vader.
Why are
Vader?
You talking about Vader?
Evil.
Vader's not evil.
Evil. He's Fuck evil.
He's evil. He's added stuff
not
in
good,
here.
Voldemort gets you. You go. Garlic.
But then we've got to say wand, because I would suggest that...
Get wanded.
I would suggest wand magic powers is stronger than anything.
You've got to have the force, haven't you?
I think you've complicated
wand.
This.
No, evil against evil.
Okay.
Is evil.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Right, garlic's not making go. Top five
Fucking
now.
Is. Go.
It's not. It can't.
Go five. Top,
yeah.
Garlic.
Absolute joke.
Five garlic.
Yeah. Joke.
Four, holy water.
Yeah.
Three, wand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two... The Force.
No,
yes.
No.
One. Priest.
No.
Yes, that's it. Top five forever.
We've got no steak.
I have God. I don't need steak.
We do.
I don't need it. I've got the Force. I've got a wand.
You think a vampire is...
Holy water.
Hold on.
You think a vampire is going to care if you go abracadabra?
Listen to me.
Hold on.
Holy
the Force,
water.
It will.
It will. That's not
against vampire.
That's not starting no...
Think how much coverage holy water could cover. Let's put on sprinklers.
Shite.
See that
it's
river?
It's the top five forever.
I'm going to bless the river. All that's holy water.
Anyway, that's the top five. And now is the time where we jump into any method of transport and we go all around the world to find out where you guys are listening to us. But Ben, what method of transport are we taking this week?
The Lego Batmobile.
Very nice. Good. Thank Very you. Good. Very good.
Frangarola. 2 hours 35 from Bristol. It's hot in summer. It's got an 8 kilometre beach promenade.
Mm.
Frangarola.
Is it near you?
Frangarola?
Yeah.
Spain?
You said it was 2 hours from Bristol.
2 hours 35 from Bristol. In a plane? They've got them now.
You
go in them, that's
you're
how you
walking
go on holiday.
Down the beach.
Sorry,
you're
jiving. Frangarola.
As a northerner, I don't...
You go
assume that Bristol has an airport. But okay, right. We move 14. There's too many. It's too high. Don't be stupid. Like
don't
me.
Be stupid.
I've gone too high.
Fucked
I've
up.
Gone too
11.
High.
125.
100.
Take it out.
Wow.
Take it out.
Wow.
125.
You're taking the piss.
Wow.
No, I'm not. Thessaloniki.
Where's that? Greece?
315 BC. 66% humidity. The wind is east at 4 miles an hour.
Wow.
Well, he said 4, and I'm going to go 14.
I'll go 2.
25.
Wow, these
wow,
are big.
Big week.
Big.
We've had a big,
been a big week.
Week.
La Paz, capital of Bolivia.
Sounds like, I don't know, a move Batman would make.
La Paz!
That was the other good thing in Batman. When they had the fight scene, it was like... Put in loads of different cartoon.
And we're going to have a fight. Loads of words are going to
pop
up.
It's like, pow, pow, pow.
La Paz, capital of Bolivia, postcode 0201 or 0220.
You decide.
Area code.
Ah, I like this one.
2.
Well, yeah.
I wonder what 1 is.
Well.
Because he said the word 2.
You're off with that.
The word 2. The number 2. I'm going to go with that. It's not helped me so far because I've done it on everyone. But Ben, 2.
16.
5.
Ooh.
Big
Very
numbers
good.
This week. Now, we've just been to Spain, Greece and Bolivia. But has anyone from any of those places got in touch with us, Ben, to tell us what they love, hate and rate about Soap Cinema Club?
No. My favourite podcast, 5 stars, Alice Fletcher, started off the review using the traditional template of, hi guys.
Yeah.
Just want to say that I love listening to the podcast when I'm out on a walk or run. I especially like it when the streets are empty, though I can speak along with Coulson during the introduction,
yeah,
as I've memorised the script to a T.
Wow. Do you reckon she notices when I get it wrong?
Yeah. And too fast. Even though it's a film cast, I do enjoy it when you go off on one and talk about something completely unrelated to the film or to the point that I forgot what the film was being focused on at all. I also like it when Jack gets defensive over his opinion or picks to the point that he goes slightly high-pitched.
Yeah, I do.
You do. And also, good luck to Coulson for your marathon. You'll smash it. And also, hi, Ben, because you are the only one I haven't mentioned.
Oh, that's a bit awkward.
Because I haven't mentioned you. Yeah, just get there. Hi, Ben. Yeah.
This weekend, my marathon, by the way.
Oh, are you off Stockholm this weekend?
Yeah.
Good
review, that. And interestingly, she said she likes it when we go off on tangents.
Yeah.
Tangents. Is that the same as is that what you might ride? Tangents. Tangents.
What is it?
Tangents.
Hey, mate, have a quick go in the tangents, please, pal.
Yeah. What are you riding these days? Tangent.
What's the word?
Tangent bike.
For?
Tangent.
Tangent. She says she likes it when we go off on tangents. And it just reminded me, we've recorded our Patreon episode for this month, which will be out soon. So if you're not on Patreon, this is what you're missing out on.
Oh, yeah.
We have just spent 15 minutes talking about our favourite filling in a jacket potato.
Yeah.
On a Margot Robbie fucking episode.
In a market, cheese and beans came very high. Top 5. Emma Fink, head of thinking jobs.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Good one.
Hello, lads. First time messenger, long time listener. I just want to say I love the podcast. I'm training for my second marathon. I'm not as fast as Coulson, sadly. So listen to you a lot on a lot of my runs and it keeps me going. Mm. My favourite ever film is Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, okay. Future podcast pick, I hope.
Yeah.
As I used to watch it with my nan, it was something she enjoyed watching once she was diagnosed with dementia, as she remembered it from when she was younger. Thanks for always making me laugh. Your listeners appreciate you more than you know. P.S. Ben is brilliant and Jack and Coulson are all right too. Brilliant.
Ben is brilliant. Jack and Coulson are all right
too. Yeah,
it's a standard.
Are we settling for that?
Well, you got to. Tough shit.
Yeah.
Lisa Wright. Hi, guys. I just wanted to write a couple of suggestions for some movies for you guys to watch, whether for the podcast or just for fun. I grew up watching classic comedies, and some of my favourites are from the Marx Brothers. I highly recommend you checking out Animal Crackers, A Day at the Races, and A Night at the Opera. I don't like them. I get it. They're kind of classics.
I haven't seen them all.
I'm not so... Duck Soup is one, isn't there? After watching opera, check out the not-so-known British comedy Brain Donors, 1992. It stars John Turturro, Mel Smith and a beloved deceased butcher from Corrie, John Savardin.
Oh,
interesting. Oh. Did you ever work with him?
Yeah. Yeah. Had he gone?
He's gone when I started. BD is a takeoff of opera. It's hilarious and silly. Love the podcast. Lisa from Guelph, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for putting that in brackets. Guelph. What a great name. Sophie Mule, here we go. Not sure your dates for Chad charts or how specific the area is. I was in Palmer Nova a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Palmer. That popped up, didn't it?
We did, yeah.
I do put the pod on almost every night I go to sleep. Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Helps you sleep, Sophie. But I think there might be a flaw now. You're more popular on Patreon. Does Chad charts include Patreon or Spotify / Apple?
I don't think it includes Patreon.
I don't think it does.
No.
No.
I think it includes people who listen on Acast and iTunes. I'm not sure it picks up all the... I'd love to know the science behind it.
Well, that's what they go off. I listen to new eps on Patreon and old on Spotify when
listens to old ones when she goes to sleep.
They send you to sleep.
Sophie, you need to tell us what's your go to sleep? What do you stick on?
What's your film to go to sleep?
We Bought a Zoo, or what's the one that sends you to sleep straight away?
We Bought a Zoo would send you to sleep. immediately. Right, Chris Franklin, new to Patreon, came to the live show last week. Haven't laughed that much in ages. I'll be honest. I never listened to SCC until my girlfriend bought the tickets.
Ah.
She's an avid listener and just listened to a couple in prep for the show.
Yeah.
I was hooked.
Mint.
There you go.
That's well the done, sort Chris. Of thing we want to be hearing.
Get
new blood into
from
the
episode
podcast.
One. If you know someone who isn't on into this podcast,
make
get
sure
them on
they
it.
Are. And if they don't like it, like,
make sure
bully
they
them
do.
Until
make
they
sure
like,
they
yeah.
do. Bully make sure that yeah. make sure they do. And then yeah. quiz them yeah. on the episodes they should have heard that
yes.
week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday and Thursdays are now my favourite days of the week. With Coulson on the movie choices, Jack's knowledge is phenomenal, and Ben has me in stitches with his humour. Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm phenomenal, though, Ben.
Jack's knowledge yeah. is phenomenal.
It is.
Of everything.
Jack's Googling is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Good work, guys. And he's got a V sign in an emoji. Strong.
He's got a peace sign. And I think peace sign is the perfect emoji for us to have just as we go into our break, innit?
Yeah, peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back from the break, it's Monday morning. You could be driving to work, you could be walking the dog, you could be on a run, you could be unloading the dishwasher.
Yeah, making a cup of tea.
You could be doing absolutely anything.
What is it, morning? I'd probably be making a coffee, I think.
Yeah. Would you?
Sometimes when I put it on in the morning, I'm making breakfast.
Okay, nice.
Usually.
Star, when, if
Here's
I'm in
your
bed,
voice.
She gets let out, like start of the races, and I hear her going up the stairs, I hear the ding ding ding. And then I hear the, and she's leapt in the air
and she's
straight
landed
onto
on
land
the
can
quick
land
jump.
Yeah, straight to my face, and then we have a little morning kiss and a cuddle.
Do you ever turn around to Star and say, Star, would you rather?
I do, actually. I test them out on her. Okay. She's very good. Pour up is yeah. one, pour down is another. Here we go. Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall?
Oh, fuck. Right. Oh, fuck.
Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall?
To repeat the first one.
Okay. Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork?
So let's just dissect into that. So we're talking thumb out, fork underneath to lift the nail up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall.
Fuck.
Second one.
See, you'd quicker. Rather do that quicker. I was thinking that. But then my initial thought was, I could not do that. I could not do the... And that make me sick.
You have to
Whereas
do it,
that...
but the laws of physics takes it away from you doing it. The first one is trickier because you're physically yeah. inflicting the yeah. pain and it's not going to come off straight away.
No.
That's going to take a bit because you're going to naturally
lot
and instinctively resist.
Stuff. Yeah.
The toothpick and the kick against the wall is fast.
One is fast,
Band-Aid.
One is slow.
Yeah. Second one, instantly.
I'm with Jack, but my initial thought was, that's why I should read it again, slow. Just imagine, Ben, putting a toothpick in your nail bed and then...
Under your big toe.
Yeah.
Under.
So it's in between your nail and your toe, is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
and
the
then
kick.
Kicking it.
But, I found a flaw in the would you rather. It doesn't have to come off. So, the toe, I put the toothpick between the nail, yeah? And I kick it. If it don't come off, it don't come off. I'm only kicking it once.
Yeah, it still hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
The whole point of
the fork
it
and the nail, it has to come off. Because he says you have to pry
it off.
Would
you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork?
So you don't
put
stop
a toothpick
until
your
it comes off.
I don't think you'd be able to get out. I think you'd be
it
stuck.
Might, but listen, there's a chance the toothpick simply snaps. There's a chance.
See, I think I'm with Jack having to do the toothpick, but then I also think it might affect my running. But I wouldn't want to have no thumbnail. I've lost a nail before in a car door.
Jack, you're going with
kicking the
toothpick and the big toe. Yeah.
I'm with Jack.
You can't run again.
I know. I'm with Jack.
He might be able to.
I might be able to. I'd run with a very straight
toe. Just to be different, I'm going to pry my thumbnail off with a fork.
Go on then.
Well, I've got a fork. If you had a fork, I don't think it'd be that bad.
It fucking would. It would go on for a bit up then.
I've pulled my fingers back doing jujitsu, my nails back doing jujitsu. Yeah. If you don't cut them, they've pulled them right off.
Let us know what you would do by getting in touch with us on our social media.
Different would you rather, I felt.
I like it.
We're on everything at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're there, aren't we? We're there. TikTok,
Ron,
we're there
anyone,
as well.
Even new ones that haven't been invented yet, Ron.
We're not on that one. Not yet, anyway. But we are on Patreon, and as I said earlier in the episode, we're about to release our special for May, which features us talking about our favourite fillings in a jacket potato. So if you want...
Get your subscription in now.
If you want that sort of riveting content, simply go on over to patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub to sign up and get all of our bonus content. We'll see you on Thursday for my last choice of the series, which is The Damned United. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.